Harry Helps Out. Story by Carmel Riley. Illustrated by Jane Wallace Mitchell.
When you hear this sound, turn the page.
Chapter 1. Mrs. Black. Harry lived next door to Mrs. Black. Last Monday, when Harry walked past her house, Mrs. Black called out,
"Come in and have a drink, Harry."
But Harry did not want to go in. He did not think they had anything to talk about.
"No, thanks,"
he said.
"I have to get home now."
When Harry told his mum about Mrs. Black, she said,
"Oh, Harry, Mrs. Black is very nice. Talk to her one day, and you will see."
Harry went to his room to work on his computer. Chapter 2. Turning Around. The next day, as Harry walked home from school, he saw Mrs. Black outside her house.
"Hello, Harry,"
she called out.
"Hello, Mrs. Black,"
he said as he walked by. Mrs. Black called out again.
"Harry, can you help me?"
she said. Harry did not want to talk to Mrs. Black, but he did not want to say no. So he stopped and turned around. Harry walked over to Mrs. Black.
"I think you are just the boy to help me with this," she said as she walked inside.
"What is it?"
said Harry as he walked in too.
"With this,"
said Mrs. Black, showing Harry a big box that was sitting on a desk in her back room. Harry looked at the outside of the box.
"It's a computer,"
he said.
"Yes," said Mrs. Black. "Your mum said you do a lot of work on your computer. Can you help me set up my computer?"
"Yes, I can,"
said Harry, as he looked inside the box. Chapter 3. Setting Up. Harry took the computer out of the box. He turned it on. He got all the programs going. In no time, he had the computer set up.
"Can you work a computer, Mrs. Black?"
he said.
"Not really,"
she said.
"Do you want me to show you?"
said Harry.
"Yes, please," she said.
Now, Harry goes over to Mrs. Black's house a lot. They have something to eat and drink and talk about computers. Now, Mrs. Black works on her computer all the time. Sometimes, she is the one who shows Harry what to do.